Get him.
Welcome, folks. Y'all come on in and make yourself at home. This here? Well, this is the Rolling Thunder Podcast, your home for all things Rolling Thunder. This episode of the Rolling Thunder Podcast is presented by Mossy Oak Camouflage, because everything is better in Bottomland, and Lucky Duck Premium Decoys, masters of deception.
Welcome to the Rolling Thunder Podcast. This is episode 2, and in full disclosure, I'm still trying to figure out how this whole podcast thing works. So on this episode, we did the old call in on a telephone recorded line, and I think that we got it figured out correctly, but I am struggling to figure out the editing and how all this stuff goes together, and believe it or not, this is quite the challenge for me, technologically speaking. So, again, you're listening to the Rolling Thunder Podcast. This is episode 2, and on this episode, you're going to hear a phone call between myself, Jeff Lovin, and Brandon Pendergrass. These two guys are hosting our new spring series that we're sponsoring at Rolling Thunder called Chasing Spring. And you will find for the next 12 or 13 weeks, there'll be a new episode on the Wednesday night Mossy Oak Live Block. That's 7 p.m. Central Time. You can find that on the Mossy Oak Go app every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Sit down on your couch, pour a cocktail, and pull up the Go app on your smart television and watch the live block. It'll be basically an hour and a half of turkey programming, a whole bunch of fresh content, stuff you haven't seen before, and every week on Wednesday night we'll be premiering a new episode of Chasing Spring. And then the following Thursday afternoon, we'll also air those same episodes across all the social channels, the Chasing Spring channels, as well as the Rolling Thunder Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and all the possible places that great outdoor programming can be found on the internet right now. So without any further ado, I hope that you enjoy episode 2 of the Rolling Thunder Podcast.
Vince, you there?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Hey, buddy.
What's happening?
Is not too much. Have we heard from, I don't think Pender responded to the text, did he?
I have not heard from him. He's probably busy getting packed for Hawaii.
It's a sorry life that he's living.
I know.
I told him that I'm not sure which I would actually be looking forward to more, sitting on the beach with Savannah or turkey hunting in Hawaii. Both are pretty strong options in Pender's life right now. I mean,
yeah, for him, you know, there's not a losing situation for him. You know?
Right, that's definitely what you'd call a win-win.
Yeah, for sure. But I know him well enough that, and I hope Savannah doesn't ever hear any of this. I know him well enough to know that he would rather be shooting turkeys, I think.
Yeah, he told me he was only going to do increments in the beach in about 30-minute segments.
Yeah.
Me. Is that you on the other end, Pender?
What's up? Can you guys hear me?
We were just talking about you. Yeah,
I said hello a couple times, but I didn't hear anything back.
Oh, well, now you're on here. We were laughing about how you were probably busy getting packed for Hawaii, and Spence made the statement that, you know, Hawaii is really a win-win for you. You get to shoot turkeys and sit on the beach with Savannah. And I said, I hope she never listens to this, but I think he'll be more excited to go shoot turkeys.
Yeah, she already knows that, though.
Yeah,
she already. That's why Wesley's going.
How many Speedos have you packed, Pender?
I've got 3. I've got bright pink, a bright, like a baby blue, and then
canary yellow.
And then just, the canary. Well, I decided not to go with the canary yellow. I got a new camo one.
Oh man!
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
I thought maybe you go stars and bars. That one's usually a pretty good one.
Yeah, stars and bars is pretty good.
Did you get like the old banana flage camo? Because I know they don't make bottomland speedos.
Yeah, they need to.
I've asked before.
Yeah, they need a bottomland speedo, or at least a thong or something. That'd be awesome.
Well,
Bobby's probably test run some of those.
Yeah, I bet. Oh man, I don't know about that.
I feel like gamekeepers, you know, something about banana hammocks and gamekeepers just don't seem to they don't seem to align from a branding standpoint. It's hard for me to see Bobby getting behind.
No pun intended. They would take whitey tidies and put like maybe bottomland on the upper like band or something, like whitey tidies, and then just like the top stretchy band is like bottomland. That's something Bobby Cole would do.
I hope Bobby listens to this, because that is exactly what they would do. Is it would be a bottomland piece on the.
Yeah, I promise you. Just the trim would be bottomland. The rest would just be straight whitey tidy.
No, they'd be tan. And the like leg, the elastic around the legs and the waist would both be bottom layer. Maybe with a patch right down the
gosh.
Oh me. Well, if you're
and honestly, he would probably sell a million of them, like to ranchers and farmers. That's still all they wear is whitey tidies. I bet he would sell a million of them.
You know who would buy a pile of them is Jeff Foxworthy. I mean.
I promise you.
Well, if you're tuning in, this is a strange episode of the Rolling Thunder podcast for a couple reasons. One, because I have absolutely no idea what's involved in actually being a podcast host. So, like most things in my life, I'm just kind of faking it until I make it. But it's second reason it's a little bit awkward is that we're trying to record this on a conference call line, and I, at this point I don't have any idea if this thing's actually recording or not. I'm hoping that it is because we're having a good time. But on the other end of the line, I have Brandon Pendergrass and Jeff Lovin. These guys are the hosts of Chasing Spring, welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, man. You were saying it was awkward and everything. It's most awkward that we're already talking about whitey tidies and Bobby Cole.
Yeah, I know. Putting those two things together is pretty hilarious.
So kind of the nature here, Pender, I was telling Lovey just a little while ago that the idea here is with the podcast is that I got these several different programs that we're helping to sponsor, and what I'm hoping that we can do is kind of, as we publish an episode, go back through and just kind of rehash like what went on in that episode. And we're going to do that with the Rolling Thunder Project. We're also going to do it with our friends from Southern Prairie Outfitters and with the Blake McWilliams and the guys at Mallard Estates. And so y'all's episode published yesterday after the big live block Wednesday night. Did you guys get to sit down and watch the live block on the Mossy Oak Go app?
I was actually filming in South Texas on a trip with a show that we produced, Sub 7. And I got to see like the tail end of it because I was busy on that trip. But I did get to see, at dinner, I was actually logging in a little bit here and there as I could just to watch a couple of minutes here and there. But then I didn't get to actually sit down and watch it until the last little bit of it, but it was awesome.
Yeah, pretty exciting. I'm sure y'all's phones were blowing up like mine was, with people just asking about it. And I'm really proud of our friends at Monk Hill. It's kind of a cool idea to get all these different programs together and all these different brands and people. I mean, you had Zinc and Avian X. You had Dave Owens and Penhody. You had us.
Uh-huh.
You had, who am I missing? I mean, you had all the
Lindsay's
programs. the Lindsays, yep, there you go. But to have everybody together pushing one program, that's pretty neat. For as disjointed
really
as
cool.
the hunting industry seems to be sometimes, kind of fun to all be behind one thing, you know, here in the middle of February.
Yeah, that's
yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
It's really cool.
Yeah, really cool to see that go. We're like echoing each other, and it's like, it's funny because this is exactly how we turkey hunt, too. It's like, we don't have to really ask each other things or anything like that. It's like, hey, you sit. We just kind of like make eye contact, and we go to our separate trees and sit down.
Yeah,
yep.
We know what the deal
yep.
is.
Yeah.
What I was going to say is I just think it's really cool to share the screen with some of those guys. I think that's is definitely an honor and a privilege, and we just love turkey hunting. We love doing that. We don't like pretend to be experts, and there's a lot of really, really, really good turkey hunters out there. Not just turkey hunters, but turkey killers. There's a bunch of them. I've met 1,000 of them. And, it was cool to share that passion for one, but for two, to share the screen with them and with Mossy Oak. And
well,
I admire those guys a lot.
Well,
it was really cool.
It was pretty exciting to watch you guys sit on a roost tree, in the midst of all those legends. I mean, I'm kind of making fun of you, but y'all are both really good turkey killers in your own right. So don't play the humble pie, but I did have to kind of giggle to myself if that was the first episode here in the middle of, you know, Toxie and Daniel shooting one at Shamula and Mr. Fox shooting one. Y'all are camped out on a roost tree shooting a couple of giants as they come back to roost at last light. Turkey hunting.
That's right. That is turkey hunting.
Whatever you can get, man.
Got to do what you got to do, man.
That's right. Well, good. What's first? Are you headed to Pender? Are you headed to Hawaii, I guess?
I am. I'm headed to Hawaii on Monday. I would really like to be headed there right now. I like to get in like a day before season opens. Season opens on Sunday. I'd really like to be, the last few years, I try to go like a day or so before a season opens so I can get then get settled in and get after them. But, it just didn't work out that way this year. So we don't fly out until Monday morning. My wife and I are going, and I got a lot of clients over there to guide, and that'll be fun. Really looking forward to that.
You're working, you're going to be working for an outfitter there. Is that right?
Yeah. My buddy Mikey Vitusik owns an outfit called Nahele Outfitters. I filmed there years and years ago with Craig Morgan. We became buddies, and I more or less just talked him into running turkey hunts. I mean, there's so many turkeys. He's got 5 or 6 or 7 leases that are just loaded with birds. And I'm like, why are you not outfitting for turkeys? And he just thinks, you know, typical Hawaiian, he's just kind of like, people would come here to shoot turkeys? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. I'm like, yes. I'm serious.
Sounds like farmers in Saskatchewan.
Exactly. So he started marketing a little bit of his turkey hunts, and now he's got several clients that come, and it's a ton of fun, and get to go there and hang out with him. I just stay there with him and his wife and his two little girls there on the island, and we have a great time every year. It's definitely highlight. One of the biggest highlights of my whole year. My wife gets to go and she has a great time and it's just fun, man. I can't wait to get
there. That's fantastic. How many days will you hunt, there, and how many customers you got coming?
I'm there like 14 or 15 days and I think I'm guiding every day but two. I think I have 3 open days. One day we're doing a 1-day trip over to Pearl Harbor to see that. And then, so the other 2 open days, I think I will definitely be in the woods hunting myself. Maybe taking my wife as well. She's actually standing here beside me. She's like, don't forget about me. Don't forget about me. So, but yes, I will be taking her. So I get 2 days to hunt,
thing,
I believe, and the rest I'll be guiding.
That's one thing I want to say about the two of y'all that I love, and I'm a little bit jealous, but both of y'all are married to women who are turkey killers in their own right. Like, not just, you know, the huntress types that like to get their picture made with a dead turkey. Like, y'all's wives like to pull the trigger.
That's true. I will speak for my wife and say that she definitely likes to go, but I think that Bree is definitely like what you would consider a turkey killer. Like when she, I've been in the woods with her and Lovey a lot, and when she has a shotgun in her hands and we're moving on a turkey, like it gets intense. Like she is fired up. She does really well. Like she cannot wait to shoot that turkey in the face. Like she loves to go. She loves to go.
That
it's awesome.
That is true. She's it's kind of funny. You know, you turkey hunt with a lot of people throughout the course of the spring, and just some people you know really well, and sometimes a buddy hunt turns into hunting with another guy that you're like, well, I don't really know this guy. And it doesn't take a long time to kind of see someone and be like, man, this guy's killing. You know, he knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some other ones that you're like, you know, this might not go really well for us this morning, but maybe if we get lucky. But I would put my wife right there with about any of them when it comes to killing, because I've seen her shoot a lot, and her and I don't argue over money. We don't fight over anything other than when we're in the woods. That's the only times we ever fight, because we both get pretty intense with it, and she'll give it right back to me, and I, you know, it ends up being pretty comical by the time it's all said and done. So, but she takes her turkey hunting very seriously. She likes deer hunting, she likes fishing, but she takes her turkey hunting very seriously.
That is so true.
Yeah, I remember a comment from her last spring somewhere along the way. You know, y'all are like 40 or 50 birds deep, and I remember a comment to the extent of, are you coming back home to call a turkey in for me? So make sure to get that done a little sooner this year. And the other thing I remember about Bree that I knew she was in a different league was I don't remember where we were, but I was with you somewhere, I thought. Maybe you were somewhere and I was somewhere different, but Bree killed an absolute monster of a deer while you were somewhere filming, and she killed it with her bow. And am I wrong, but didn't she hang her stand? And I mean, she put her whole setup and everything. Is that right?
Well, that's 99% accurate. I actually hung the stand, but,
okay.
we were in Utah filming, elk, and it was opening day of deer season in Missouri, and she, for archery. So September 15th. And she was like, hey, the wind's good. She's like, and I'm going to go back behind the cabin, and I'm going to try to kill one of those bucks. And she did. She shot a really nice buck with her bow and double throat patch. And of all the deer that we have, and animals, turkeys, everything, it's the only thing we have in our house that's on a pedestal. And hers is right down there. Hers is right down there on the floor where everybody can see it.
Well,
another funny story about Bree too, with deer hunting, that a lot of people don't know. This is how close we are around home and how long we've known each other. But I actually took Bree on her very first deer hunt when she shot her very first deer when she was like 14 or 15. I can't remember. And that's something we still joke about today. And it's something that's really, really, and of course I love taking kids and youth hunting too, but it's just funny today that we were all that close back then, and then, you know, Lovey ends up marrying her, and we're all still great friends now, so it's really cool.
Like, were you dating her then, Pender, or were y'all just, like, was she a kid?
You weren't supposed to bring that part up. You were not supposed to bring that up.
No, but, you know, she was 14 or 15, and it wasn't long after that that I started dating her, so.
Well, I mean, so far we've talked about bottomland underwear, and I mean, y'all shared a bed for a few years at some point in your life. I had to ask that question.
Oh, man. To say we
are a very, very tight-knit group would be the understatement of the century.
That is so true.
Yeah. Well, we won't tell everybody everything just quite yet.
No, I won't. I will not tell everybody everything.
Podcast. So safe travels to you, Pender. Lovey, I guess.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Sidelines for a little bit until Mississippi opens.
I'm,
yeah.
I am a little bit longer than what Pender's going to be, but I'm not going to completely wait until he gets home to knock the rust off.
I'd be disappointed if he did wait.
But well, good.
Once,
speaking
once
of that,
he gets back and we get everybody together, then we'll be ready to rock and roll for season two of Chasing Spring.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's speaking right. I get back home, I think the night of the 18th late, and then I literally drive from the airport, drop my wife off at the house, and drive straight to Mississippi to meet you guys. So it'll be a short night to get there, and I can't wait.
Good. Well, speaking of knocking the rust off and all that, Lovey, you might have to meet me down there a day early in Mississippi, and we might have to try to see if we can't squeeze one in before Lovey gets there,
yeah.
I mean, before Pender gets there.
Yeah, get him scouted for us.
I mean,
get him scouted for
we
me.
We need to go scout a little bit. That way when he gets there, we can be like, dude, they've been right here every morning. Well, I mean, they were yesterday
right
morning, but there's actually two less than there was.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be a lot of fun. I've got a buddy there in Pontotoc that let us hunt last year, and he's got a really cool cabin. Y'all are going to love it. I mean, like, the best roost spot probably
man.
On the whole farm is about 300 yards right out the front door. And so last year we actually listened the first morning. We drank our coffee and sat on the front porch and listened. And so I think it's going to be a lot of fun and a really cool place to kind of kick off season two. And I will say I've got a little surprise up my sleeve for you guys. So the 19th should be a lot of fun.
I'm
awesome.
Looking forward to it. I think
there's
I'm
no telling.
To it.
Yeah, there's no telling.
Yeah, I think it'll.
Cool.
I think it'll be a good surprise. I don't think you'll be disappointed. It'll
cool.
be fun.
The wheels are turning in my head right now. I'm like, what could it be? What is it going to be? I don't know. I'll be thinking about it until the day it comes.
All right. Well, I enjoyed talking to you guys. And, Pender,
yeah, man.
I hope you have a safe trip. I hope you kill a whole bunch of turkeys in Hawaii. Watch a bunch of them die anyway. And,
yeah,
make
sure
Savannah fills all her tags.
If Pender, she does, yeah,
Pender,
she will.
When you're in Hawaii, just don't post about them or send any pictures because otherwise
no
I'll
kidding.
Just be mad the whole time.
Yeah. No doubt about that.
No promises.
All right. Well, good to talk to y'all. It's definitely starting to feel like spring around here. It's 60 degrees today and been sunshine, and so starting to dry out.
Awesome.
We're going to see. Stuff's going to be blooming here for long.
Yeah, dude.
For sure.
Well, I'm pumped.
Cool, man. Well, thanks for having us, and I'm sure we'll all be getting back together to chit-chat on here again soon, and we'll be together chasing turkeys here in like 3 weeks. So,
yeah,
I'm ready.
I cannot wait. I can't even sleep right now. I'm so excited. Can't freaking wait. I'm
all
serious.
Right. Well,
I ran all my calls and got all my camera ready. I'm ready to go.
Good. Well, thank all of you guys for tuning in and listening to another episode of the Rolling Thunder Podcast. Have no idea when we'll do the next episode after this one, so you'll just have to subscribe and stay tuned, and maybe at some point we'll figure out how to record another one. Talk to you later.